So you had your own horse and cart because you were,
Yes. Yes.
you had a quarry and take your stones out, carry them out by horse
Yes.
and.
What we used to do in latter days, in the winter time, we would quarry a heap of stones like in our own ground in the winter time, you know. And then we would mix them with the other stone, like, you know, use them up through the other stone.
How many loads would you need to build a house of the
Well,
time?
I remember carting 72 loads for a house, like, you know. But I used to load the two carts, like, you know, we had two horses and two carts. And I remember one time there were a wheel give up. My father, he made a wheel. He went over to McGinley's over in Falcarra, and he got the makings of the wheel over there, and he came home and he kept the other wheel beside him, and he copied off the other wheel, and he made the wheel. And the shoeing that was on the old wheel, I had to go down to Dunfanaghy, down to the blacksmith there, John McGarvey, and I had to bring him a load of turf as well, and he put on a huge fire, like, you know. He would put maybe half the load of turf in the fire, like, and you had to wait maybe 3/4 of a day before the fire was fully red. He would have black turf that were half burned, and they were what he used them as charcoal to help to
Like
light the
charcoal.
fire, and they put up great heat, like, you know. And the whole thing, like, you know, and the shoeing was put down on that and reddened, and then we had to turn it over and redden the top side of it, like, you know. And then we had to put it on the wheel, like. I used to have to help the blacksmith. He had no one but himself. And while we were doing it, I remember two men with horses coming in to get shod. And he said, "I can't shoe them today, come back tomorrow, and I'll definitely do them tomorrow for you." And he was married three times, and he had about 21 kids.
He was a busy man.
God help the poor man, he never had nothing, like, you know. He,